The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Some people expect solutions to be expensive to be effective. This is not true. Everyone needs somebody who can be supportive and a guide. You'll find the answers you're looking for and the tools to both find answers and offer solutions on the Dr. Melanie Show. Now, here's your host, Dr. Melanie Barton.
Welcome to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. Whenever we read magazines or listen to the news, it seems like there's always something related to either weight loss, exercise, or aging. And each of us want to reach our own goal related to those things, but we often don't have a plan to get there. Well, I've got a tool that I use that helps me figure out where I want to go and how to get there. If you want it, go to the drmelanieshow.com and download the prayer wheel from my library. And if you have questions about it, contact me. Today we're focusing on the physical aspect of life related to exercise and weight. Even though there are benefits of exercising and such things are weight loss or a lowered BMI, you can also have better sex, better sleep, more energy. But we often grow weary on the journey to try to get to the goal because there's so many distractions. Well, in the Life Extension Bulletin for August 2nd, 2011, it says even a small amount of exercise can make a difference. Yay! So if you could do 150 minutes a week of moderate exercise, you lower your risk of heart disease by 14%. If you do 300 minutes a week, you lower it by 20%. But it says in the article, be realistic in your goals, do it gradually, and don't use chocolate as a reward. Well, I was okay with your advice until they said don't use chocolate. Actually, a small amount of dark chocolate is supposed to be good for you, but we'll save that for another program. Today I have two guests. The first one is Chelsea Garfield, co-owner of Good Friends Fitness. She's going to tell us why working out with a friend can increase our chances of reaching our goals. And my second guest is Dr. Michael A. Smith from the Life Extension Organization. He's come back for the second time. He's going to talk to us about the research related to weight loss and some supplements that may make the journey shorter. But first, let's listen to the pre-recorded interview I did with Chelsea. Today, I am interviewing Chelsea Garfield, who is the co-owner of Good Friends Fitness. So, welcome, Chelsea.
Thank you.
I'm very glad that you finally were able to find time in your busy schedule.
Oh, sorry. The life of a small business owner is...
24/7.
Yeah, more than that.
Yes, yes. Having been a small business owner for a number of years, I do understand. You have been interested in fitness for a long time. How come? What got you interested?
Well, actually, not as long as you might think. I'm kind of new to fitness as well.
Hmm.
I've been training for about 10 years, but prior to that, you would have thought I was the most unathletic person you would have ever met.
Uh-huh.
And very uncoordinated and never felt really comfortable in that. But then I found group fitness and spinning specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt really comfortable in it, and I felt like I actually was able to do it with the assistance and the motivation of the fitness coach.
Okay.
It just really spurred something in me where I felt like I never could be an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
It gave me the guidance that I needed,
mm-hmm.
and really the motivation that I needed to get up and to start working out and to try to make myself healthier.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bad back injury around the time when I, right before I started working out. And the doctor recommended that I start strengthening my back and my stomach muscles and lose some weight. And that's what got me into that first spin class.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they were so nice. My first instructor was so nice that I really just had a great experience. And that's the type of experience that I like to create here at Good Friends.
Mm-hmm. So you never know what you might be helping someone to do in their life.
Absolutely. And, you know, the benefit of this is that I do know people come to me every day and say and thank me for getting them into fitness and for giving them that same feeling that I still feel very blessed that I had the instructor that I did, because not everybody has that experience.
True.
But I had someone who was very, you know, sensitive to me and sensitive to the fact that I didn't feel very comfortable. And it really changed my life being able to have that experience instead of that intimidating gym experience where you feel, you know, you're the only one there that doesn't know how to do anything and you feel all out of shape and
been there,
you don't know what to do. Everybody's been there, right?
Uh-huh.
I've been there, and that's why I like to create a better experience at Good Friends, a very welcoming experience, and all of my instructors know that they are to provide that experience to every single person that walks through the door.
Good, because if they don't, they won't be working for you.
Exactly, yeah. It's not acceptable to have an experience of an intimidation. That's just not the way that we work here.
And I know one of your instructors, Christine, and she's very nurturing.
Absolutely.
Very lovely. So.
We call her Mama Christine.
yes, I agree with that. Well, you've done so well that you've won some awards. Can you tell our listeners about those?
Sure. We are very excited that we are a 2011 Small Business Excellence Award winner in the Emerging Business category.
Congratulations.
From the Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce. Yes, thank you very much. You know, as a small business owner in this economy, I think all wins are amazing. And, you know, the fact that we are still here and that we are doing well is a great testament to the service that we provide and to our customer base. Our, we have a great loyal customer base that's been very, very helpful in growing our business, and we're very thankful for that.
And what about, you do a lot of fundraisers.
Yes.
Tell our listeners about that.
We believe, you know, I got into fundraisers when I was first starting to be an instructor, and I thought, wow, what a great way to make a bigger impact in people's lives by raising money for charity. It also really, for the individual who participates, it becomes more of a mission than just, I need to work off that cake I ate last week.
Yes.
It becomes something more meaningful, and that's when you create real commitment to your fitness regime. We are lucky to have many alliances in the community for these types of fundraisers. Ovarian Cancer Alliance of North Florida, I'm on the board, and Allie is an active participant in helping. Allie is my co-owner, Allie Fleming. And, you know, we are just open to however we can help out the community in general. We love Tallahassee. We are lovers of Tallahassee.
Yes.
We want to be the type of business that grows Tallahassee and that benefits the community, not just where we are specifically located, but the community at large. And any way that we can do that in through our business, we're more than happy to do so.
Great. So if a novice comes into a fitness center and wants to decide what they should do, how do they figure out what's right for them?
Well, in many other gyms, that's not as easy as it should be. At Good Friends, there's always someone to talk to sit down. We have, if you walk into our lobby, it's not like any other gym you've ever seen. We have bistro tables set up, a couch. We sit down with our participants. We sit down with our members. I know our members' names. I know what their goals are. And the reason why is because I've sat down with them and I've learned about that. And I've, you know, help coach them what classes are going to be beneficial for them. A lot of people have injuries they're working with. A lot of people have disabilities that they're working with. We do our best to figure out a path that will help them get stronger. You know, in today's, again, economic climate, any way that we can reduce our medical bills, and definitely having a hobby in fitness is a great way to do so. But yeah, you have to start somewhere. So either myself or one of my very informed other fitness professionals that work here, can help people pick out the programs that work for them. We have specific programs that are just for beginners, Body Vibe,
okay.
Spinning Level 1. This is all throughout our schedule. So we have classes that are specific to novices, all the way up to those classes that people want the big adrenaline high.
Mm-hmm.
So we have something for everyone, but all of my instructors are trained
mm-hmm.
so that they can teach to multiple levels in one class.
Oh, all right.
And I think that that's something that's unique
mm-hmm.
to Good Friends, and it's something that we really hold a standard to.
Mm-hmm.
From every class, I want someone who's brand new to feel like it's okay.
Yes.
And I want the same person or a different person in the same class who wants that big fitness adrenaline high to feel like they got the workout that they wanted.
Hmm.
So it's an art.
Yeah, it's like a one-room schoolhouse.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's an art to be able to teach to multiple levels and to make sure that that one person is feeling okay and doing the right thing for their body, and to make sure that this other person is doing the right thing for their body. So we also offer what we call personal group fitness coaching,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a way to purchase a couple of sessions of one-on-one time with one of your instructors,
uh-huh.
30 minutes, so that we can talk directly to you about any limitations you have
uh-huh.
and really work with you to make sure that you are altering any specific movement correctly.
Oh,
so that
okay.
you stay healthy, so that you don't injure yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It is of top importance to us that we maintain the health of our clients.
So if somebody comes in with a referral from a physical therapist or their physician,
yes.
you work with that health practitioner?
We can definitely do that. I have had those scenarios before. I have a client who actually just called me with an issue that she's dealing with. Bringing in the paperwork from her
mm-hmm.
doctor. And, you know, a lot of times when it's a situation like that, they're going through physical therapy, there's limitations.
Yes.
And so we limit them to specific classes such as Pilates, yoga,
mm-hmm.
and believe it or not, the spinning program as
mm-hmm.
well, because it's low impact.
Okay.
And each participant can do whatever the level they can. If they can just sit on that bike and roll their legs, then that's all they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's movement. And it keeps the muscles working, even if it's at a very, much lower level than hopefully where they'll end up.
Agreed. Well, what's the advantage? A lot of people say, well, I don't like to work out with people. I'd rather work at home. What's the advantage of coming to a fitness center versus staying at home and doing it yourself?
Yeah. You know, 9 times out of 10, I would say those people who say, I don't like working out with other people, usually the case is that they feel maybe self-conscious
yes.
in working out in front of other people. So what we try to do is create a very comforting environment to do so. But the fact of the matter is that, and statistics show, that those who work out in groups
mm-hmm.
are the most consistent.
Yes.
They become the lifelong participants.
Mm-hmm.
Those are people who make fitness a priority in their life because they've engaged their friends,
mm-hmm.
because they've made friends at the facility that they've gone to, and there's some accountability there.
Yes.
Once they get the routines and they feel comfortable in the movements, then they kind of feel like it's an ego boost for them that they are finally getting it and they feel stronger. And you really vibe off that group energy
mm-hmm.
in the room. When everybody's excited about the class that they're doing, say it's maybe body combat, which is our mixed martial arts class,
mm.
and everybody, is kicking with a big old, yeah! It's fun. The energy in the room, you can feel it. It makes you work harder because you look over and you're like, all right, she's feeling it. I'm going to give a little bit more, too.
Uh-huh.
And, I had one of my co-owner, Allie, actually took a class called Body Jam, which is a dance aerobics class. And she took it for the very first time, and she was kind of feeling a little bit like, oh, my gosh, I'm the owner, and I probably look like the least coordinated person in this room. And then she looked over at one of our members who has been coming for probably around 6 months now and has really gotten a hang of Body Jam.
Mm-hmm.
But this member is about 60 years old.
Oh.
And Allie looked over at her, and she was having the time of her life. And it really, she looked over, and she was like, you know what? I don't know why I'm feeling so self-conscious. Look at her. She's looking great. She's having fun. I need to just let go of my self-consciousness and have fun as well. And she did, and she got a great workout.
Wonderful. So if one of our listeners has questions or maybe is in the area and would like to find out more, how can they go to your Facebook page? Or
sure. We are on Facebook, Good Friends Group Fitness.
Okay.
We are on the internet, www.goodfriendsfitness.com. And we are across from the Governor Square Mall on Lafayette Street, 1391 East Lafayette Street. We are right next door to Awards for You and by Pier 1 and 4.
Okay. Well, this has been most informative, and I truly appreciate it. And if people have questions and they forget how to reach you, they can reach me, and I will get them to you. How about that?
That sounds great, Melanie. Thank
you
very
much. Thank you for doing this. Appreciate it very much.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you know if kidney disease is affecting you? Are your kidneys healthy? You may have kidney disease and not even be aware of it. 26 million people have been affected by kidney disease. Teenagers today are being diagnosed with symptoms such as high blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity. These conditions can worsen kidney health and cause kidney disease. Be sure to tune in to Improve Your Kidney Health with your host, Dr. Rich Snyder, every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. The information you get on this program could help save your life.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
What it comes down to, ladies, is that defining line between been there, done that, and ain't going back, baby. Yeah, I've heard them call you yuppies and baby boomers, maybe even dolls, babes, darling, sugar, and sweetheart, but I say that women are truly amazing. Join Dr. Marlene for Amazing Women, Brains, Beauty, and Style, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, right here on the Voice America Women's Radio Network.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel. Today we're talking about the benefits of exercising with a friend in a safe environment, one that caters to your personal needs. And we're also talking about weight loss research and some safe kinds of supplements that might speed up that process. We first heard from fitness co-owner Chelsea Garfield, and now we're going to talk to my returning guest host, Dr. Michael A. Smith from the Life Extension Organization. Hello, Dr. Smith, and thanks for coming back.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure coming on your show.
Well, it's always an educational event for me because I have to do research before I talk to you. So today I've been reading over some of the magazines and come up with some questions about certain things. So in the May 2011 issue on pages 75 to 79, it talks about branched chain amino acids, that they're essential to human nutrition, that they help with muscle development, athletic performance, extend life, combat age injury, cellular injury. So what are they?
You know, that's a great question. That was actually one of my favorite articles, by the way. I thought that was just loaded with some great information. And the branched chain amino acids traditionally have been used by a lot of bodybuilders. you know, I guess people who might be a little bit more into building muscle and working out than the average American, but what we're finding is that the branch chain amino acids aren't just for those super athletes. They really have, I guess, gosh, a lot of benefit, Dr. Melanie, and just about anybody, even if you're not exercising, which is some of the latest research on them. What they are, there's three basic amino acids, valine, leucine, and isoleucine. Those are okay. The branch chain amino acids. What that means is that they just have these different branches. They're not linear in structure. They have a more complex structure to them. And it's that complex structure that allows them to get into your bloodstream, bypass the liver's metabolic effects, and go right directly to the muscles. So branch chain amino acids are kind of like a direct energy charge to the muscle cell, if that makes sense. You know, as you eat anything, when you ingest any protein, any fat, any sugar, when you take supplements, when you take hormones, whatever you're doing, if you do it orally, the first place that stuff goes to is the liver, right?
Okay.
And the liver, I mean, what's its primary job? Its job is to metabolize things, to detoxify right. things, to make sure that what you're putting in your system's not dangerous, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
the liver has this incredible ability to change things. That's, I think, a great way to describe it. It makes things a little bit easier on your system. If it's a poison, it helps you get rid of it. And so a lot of the amino acids, other than the branch chain ones, when you ingest them, whether through a protein source like chicken or whether you're doing a protein shake, some of those amino acids are kind of chewed up by the liver.
Oh.
Well, the branch chain amino acids aren't because they're so complex in structure. So the branch chain amino acids actually get through the liver pretty easily. I guess unchanged is a good way to think of it. And because they're going through the liver unchanged, they get right into your bloodstream quickly. They go right to that muscle cell, and they start helping that muscle cell rebuild itself after a workout, for instance. They help the muscle cell regenerate better energy. So branch chain amino acids really are, I kind of call them the direct food source or the direct energy source for muscle cells. So that's why they're so important in working out.
But
now,
our body doesn't produce them. We have to put them into our body.
Yeah, you have to put them into your body.
Okay.
And so you have to get them from your, you know, and most of your basic protein sources, Dr. Melanie, are going to have some of the branch chain amino acids, but you're not going to get enough of them. If you're looking to use branch chain amino acids for some of the benefits mentioned in that article that you talked about, you really do need to do a supplement because the amount of branch chain amino acids found, say, in red meat is not as high as the regular amino acids.
Oh.
So you would have to eat a lot of red meat to really rev up muscle energy, for instance, from the dietary sources. So supplementation, we do believe, is very important to get those added benefits from the branch chain amino acids. But yeah, you do have to get them from your diet. Now, what we really like about this is what I found fascinating, is I really think that branch chain amino acids need to be opened up into the market to just about anybody. Traditionally, as I mentioned at the beginning, they've pretty much only been used by your heavy bodybuilders.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that because they're great for recovery. Again, when you're working out, one of the ways you build muscle is you actually break down muscle tissue and then you rebuild those muscle cells. And so they require these amino acids, and branch chain amino acids go right into that muscle. And so bodybuilders would use these right before, even during, and especially right after a workout because it really helped with muscle fatigue, building the muscle, giving that muscle energy. Well, I got to tell you, one of the reasons that I think one of the reasons we get sick as we get older is we lose muscle mass, Dr. Melanie. We don't have that same muscle tonicity as we did when we're younger. And that has a direct impact on all kinds of things, joint problems, bone problems, you know, falls that we see in the elderly. I think branch chain amino acids need to be used by everybody because they provide muscle tissue with that energy and growth that they need. And even if, like, you know, I was just listening to your past show, your pre-recorded show, and I thought there was some good discussion there. Even if you're only doing some of the spin exercises that your guest was talking about, even if you're only able to do a low level of exercise, branch chain amino acids can still be used there to help you get even more out of that exercise that you're doing.
Okay. Okay.
So I actually think we all should be using these.
Wouldn't it be nice if doctors who did surgeries prescribed this for people who've had their muscles cut?
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
But it would have helped my healing a lot faster, I think.
Dr. Melanie, you bring up a good point. I think that's a wonderful use of branched-chain amino acids. Surgery, not only does it knock you out from the anesthesia and it takes a couple days to get over that, a lot of people don't recover because they're just not active for maybe a few days after the surgery, right? Especially if it's a big surgery. And
yes.
One of the best ways you can heal is by moving, right? Getting up and moving. And maybe branched chain amino acids should be a part of a post-surgical type regimen. Hey, maybe that's a good article we need to write.
I was just going to suggest that to you.
Post-surgical supplements, right?
you just gave me a good idea. I'll get it circulated to the people that need to have it. So that would be great.
Now, listen, I want to also bring up this about branched chain amino acids. Did you also see what we've covered so far is what makes them unique. They get right into the muscle cells, right? The liver doesn't really change them too much. That's the big thing about them, right?
Okay.
So they're really good at giving muscle cells energy, building muscle. That's why the bodybuilders like them, and I think everybody can use them. But there's a couple of things I want to talk about because I think the research is showing now that branched-chain amino acids, it goes beyond just muscle recovery, muscle energy, that they have some effects also on fat cells, and that branched-chain amino acids also have some effect on the anti-aging genes. So I think there's some really fascinating research that you're going to see over the next maybe couple years come out on these amazing amino acids. We know that, for instance, branched-chain amino acids may be able to activate and express certain genes in the human genome that help to protect cells, these cell protective genes. Calorie restriction is one of the gold standards for longevity because it turns on those same genes. Turns out branched chain amino acids might be able to do that also. I also like the branched chain amino acids because one of the core reasons or one of the leading theories, Dr. Melanie, why we age is we don't make cell energy as much. There are these structures inside each cell of the human body called mitochondria.
Yeah.
And mitochondria are the powerhouses of the cells. And there's a lot of research looking at, well, how do branched chain amino acids really help with muscle energy? Well, the research is showing that when you ingest branched chain amino acids, they're able to generate new mitochondria. So that's a fascinating step towards better cell energy production and increasing the healthy human lifespan. The more mitochondria you have, the more cell energy you make, and the better that cell functions. So it goes beyond just the workout, doesn't it? We're seeing these amazing amino acids being applied in areas of longevity, cell energy, not just the muscle recovery and energy. So I'm really excited about them.
Okay, well, let's go take a break and then talk more about it when we come back.
Sure, no problem.
You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Taking care of yourself should not be complicated. The process of restoring your health can be simple, easy, and enjoyable by making a few small changes one at a time. That's the principle behind From the Inside Out with your host, Dr. Rhonda Nelson. If you're looking for a simple way to improve your health, we'll provide the motivation, encouragement, and information about how to restore optimal health one step at a time and from the inside out. Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Join classical homeopath Piper Martin to discover an entirely new way to experience pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. Educate yourself and connect with the possibilities of new choices and opportunities for you and your baby. Learn to use homeopathy to support yourself and your baby both physically and emotionally. We'll also discuss topics specific to all women, such as understanding and accepting our bodies, relating to other women, and how to expand out of your comfort zone and discover new and powerful concepts. Tune in to The Whole Woman, Thursdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton.
To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel. Today we're talking about the benefits of exercising with a friend, about weight loss research, and some safe supplements that might help us reach our goals as well as do some other wonderful things. My first guest was fitness co-owner Chelsea Garfield, and before the break we were talking to my second guest, Dr. Michael A. Smith from the Life Extension Organization. We were discussing the benefits of taking branched chain amino acids. So let's go back and talk about, you know, how do we take them? How long does it take to work? That kind of stuff.
Well, if you look at the different studies, there's been studies looking at branched chain amino acids as far as producing cell energy. There's been studies for muscle recovery after exercise and certain illnesses. There's even been some studies looking at their effect on insulin resistance, which is the hallmark of type 2 diabetes, which, by the way, they look beneficial for that as well.
So that's wonderful.
So you can see these things are amazing, right, Dr. Melanie? I mean, the branched chain amino acids, we can only get them from our diet. We don't get them from our diet too much because they're just not as concentrated in the meats and stuff as the regular amino acids. So we really are kind of deficient in these very important nutrients. And so and you can see they have benefit across the board from weight, muscle recovery, even insulin resistance. Most of the studies that use them were anywhere between about 12 to 16 week studies showing benefit. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to see benefit earlier. I'm just quoting you what the studies looked at. I know, for instance, in the studies of muscle recovery, they were looking at people who were not very well in shape. These people started working out, and they were looking at things like muscle soreness. They were looking at malic acid levels in the blood, which is a sign of, muscle recovery and stuff. What they showed benefit actually within just maybe a week or two of using these branched chain amino acids. But the studies were extended out, and full benefit in most of the studies wasn't noticed until, let's say, at least about 12 weeks. So it's not something that you're going to do once in a while. This is something I would suggest that people can add to their daily regimen, right? Some people like to do certain supplements once in a while, maybe just when they work out. I would actually suggest for people, especially aging Americans, that they add this to their daily regimen if it's possible. Good news about branched chain amino acids, you can do them in powdered form or capsule form. Most of your other amino acid or protein supplements are best in powdered form. And it's just always nice when we have more options to take things. And these are stable in capsule forms. We actually have a really good branched chain amino acid product that is a capsule, and it works really well that way. So you have your options there. You're not limited to one way or the other.
Take them on an empty stomach or with meals or after the meal? Does it matter?
That's a great question. You know, most of your amino acids definitely need to be done on an empty stomach. Because if you take it with food, the food and the regular digestive process can kind of hinder the absorption of the protein. However, branched chain amino acids, because they are structured differently, that's why they're called branched chained, you can do these with or without food. It doesn't matter. So again, you find it easier to take these supplements. You can do capsule powder with or without food. It doesn't really matter. It just makes it easier for people to do it. So I don't think there's much of an excuse. I think everybody needs to get on these. How's that?
Okay.
That's how beneficial these are.
When you go to the grocery store and you look in the meat counter, it's not going to say on the meat, is it? Branched amino acid.
It's not going to say that. No, you're not going to see that on labels of food and stuff like that. And again, the diet is important. We want people eating, good lean cuts of protein. If you're a vegetarian, make sure you're getting your protein sources, but you're just not going to get much from nature. So supplementation is really important.
Well, did people used to get enough when we were farmers in an agricultural society?
Good. You know what? It's hard to compare that to, because when we were in agricultural society, we were more active, weren't we?
Yes, we were.
So right there, it's hard to compare. You're almost comparing apples to oranges now. And I know that's weird to say because humans are humans, but we were a different type of person 100 years ago, weren't we?
Yes. I don't remember, but yes, we were.
I wasn't implying that you should. I'm sorry.
I know. That's okay. That's okay.
No, but what I, you know, look at what we do. I mean, look at my job. I mean, I sit behind a computer screen all day long, you know, and I try my best to get up throughout the day and stuff. But so I don't know if we can make those kind of comparisons to the type of lifestyle we had even just a few decades ago. It was so different, Dr. Melanie. So they probably weren't getting enough branched chain amino acids from their diets, because whether it's grass fed beef or free range chicken, they're just not in those dietary sources like the other amino acids, but they were more active then, so maybe it wasn't as necessary, if that makes sense.
Sure,
but
it does.
Given the fact that we sit all day long, and the human body was not meant to sit down all day long, I think now it becomes even more important to go ahead and supplement with them. The main thing I want your listeners to understand, because mm-hmm. a lot of people think that branched chain amino acids are, as a matter of fact, if you go into most or your average supplement store, okay, and you go look for branched chain amino acids, guess what section you're going to find them in? You're not going to find them. You're going to find them in the section with all of the muscle building stuff. And I want to take them out of that section, or you can leave them in that section, but it's time to pull them out too and put them into the general supplement section, because I actually think more people that need them are the aging Americans that aren't exercising. The branched chain amino acids are not just for that athlete. That's the point I want people to understand. We're seeing benefit in insulin resistance. We're seeing benefit in cell energy, muscle recovery, no matter who you are or what you're going through. So I think we need to pull them out of that muscle building part of the store and put them in with your basic multivitamins. I guess that's the point I want to make.
Well, how does somebody know that they need it and how much they need? How can they tell?
You know what? I think, again, it's hard for me to answer that because everybody's different, okay?
Correct.
And I hate to paint with a very broad brush here, but since we're not talking about any specific person, Dr. Melanie, I honestly, if you're an aging American, which I am, over, say, age 45, entering into your 50s, I think branched chain amino acids become important for just about anybody.
Okay.
And I know that's a broad statement to make, but because I'm not talking about an individual person, I just know the average person in this country that's, say, hitting their 50s, is losing massive muscle loss. I mean, we're losing muscle tone. We're losing muscle mass. We're gaining fat mass. That's exactly the environment where branched chain amino acids can come in and start making some changes.
Okay. Well, people, if they decide they want to do this and they go to their general practitioner and they poo-poo it, you know, and say, oh, you don't need that, how can we get that educational information in the hands of the physicians who will say, oh, yeah, this is a good thing?
Well, Life Extension Magazine. How about that?
Yes.
You know? Yeah, you know, your listeners can go to lifeextension.com or lef.org. Our website is very simple to use. I know you've been on it before, Dr. Melanie.
Oh, yes.
All you have to do on the homepage, there's a search box. Put in branched chain amino acids, or you can even abbreviate it, BCAA. And as a matter of fact, most people in this industry know them as BCAAs. They don't usually say the whole thing. So just type in BCAA, hit return, and you'll see all kinds of different information come up. The May magazine that you were reading is right there. Print it out. You can print all of the information we have on our website. It's free information. And so there are PDF versions. You can either click on the PDF version and print it out, or just hit print, and it prints it out like a regular Word document or a web document, and you take that into your doctor and let them see for themselves, read the science. I'm going to say something, Dr. Melanie, that I don't know, maybe I shouldn't say, but I am going to say it. If you're seeing a doctor, if you have a relationship with a doctor, and they are, if they're totally against anything that you bring up, I think it might be time to go find another doctor. Mm-hmm. And that's just my opinion. I think doctors need to be in partnership with people. The old-fashioned way of running medicine, which was a very paternal type relationship, where, mm-hmm. you know, the doctor was kind of like the father figure, and you were going to do whatever he or she, and back then it was mostly he's, you would do whatever
Correct.
He would say, you didn't question it, you just took that pill, you didn't ask about side effects, you didn't ask about alternatives, that has to go. That type of mentality just has to go. And you know what, one of the best ways to make that change is with the patient, the consumer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Demand that your doctor follow this information. Demand that he or she be up to date in this kind of stuff. And if they're not, you fire them.
Yes.
And you go find another one.
Yes, I've done that. I've taken the Life Extension magazine with me, and the doctor wouldn't even look at it. So
yeah,
I've got to bring the scientific research, and maybe then the doctor will look at the research.
Well, I'll tell you what, if anybody looks at, and Dr. Melanie, you know this, you look at the Life Extension magazine, it reads more like a journal. It
yes.
doesn't read like an industry magazine, and I know you know that. And so
right.
if you take those articles in, your doctor, and show them the reference, and show how referenced our articles are, if they are a true scientist, and if they are really interested in looking at objective data, they will receive our articles quite well. But if
okay,
they have
let's,
this.
Let's take a break right
okay.
now. We'll come back and continue that thought, okay?
Okay.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you are listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network.
Get the latest information in health and wellness when you tune into On the Radio with Dr. Ray. Each week, you'll find out the latest and greatest from both traditional and holistic perspectives. Your host, Dr. Robert Ray, better known as Dr. 90210, is the best known and most sought after plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills. Dr. Ray, with his co-host, Natalie Day, will help you get the dream body you've always wanted through diet and exercise, not surgery and medicine. On the Radio with Dr. Ray airs live Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Variety.
You're listening to The Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel. Today we're talking about the benefits of exercising with a friend, about weight loss research, and some safe supplements that might have the benefit of helping with that weight loss, and also anti-aging and help with cancer kinds of things. So it's wonderful. So my guest is Dr. Michael A. Smith from Life Extension. Before the break, we were talking about branched chain amino acids. So let's finish up that line of thinking. Dr. Smith, what do you want to say about it?
The last thing, you know, we were just talking about how you can convince your doctors to look into this kind of stuff a little bit more, to become more educated about this. And I don't know mm-hmm. if I have an easy answer for that, but I do know that, you know, doctors are supposed to be objective scientist. And when you bring your physician, the person that you have that relationship with, the Life Extension magazine, when you bring them the article about branched chain amino acids or any of the other articles that we write. I mean, we write, Dr. Melanie, you know how comprehensive we are. We cover
yes.
everything from just about your head to your toe. And so there's going to be something that's of interest to you and your listeners, and there's going to be something that's of interest to your doctor. Take that magazine in, and if your doctor truly is that scientist that they claim to be, who's going to look at data objectively, they're going to notice right away that our articles are well-written scientific articles within a scientific journal that are highly referenced. If they don't look at it, if they kind of just shrug it off, I think that's a red flag. I think it's time to shop around then for a new doctor. And the last thing I want to say on this, Life Extension keeps a nice database of mm-hmm. what we call integrative or innovative doctors, like myself. I'm a uh-huh. medical doctor who believes in natural medicine. I integrate whatever I need to integrate to make you feel better, to diagnose and treat disease. That's what an innovative or integrative doctor is. We have a whole list on our website. You can also just call one of our advisors who can just type in your zip code, and a whole list of physicians in your area that believe in Life Extension. They're innovative. We can send that to you, and you can just start going down the list and finding a better doctor. So remember, we do have that on our website.
Okay, and what they need to know as well is that a membership is very cost effective, and you get 24/7 consultations and
right. yep.
documents, and they individually design, you know, tell you what to take information to your doctor. So it's extremely cost effective and very helpful. So very glad that you're there.
Thank you so much.
So let's move to the second area that I want to talk about is this new product. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. It was in the Fitness Summer 2011 issue, and it's Adipostat. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, some people will say it. Some people will say Adipostat, and some people will say Adipostat. And it's just kind of like tomato, tomato. But basically, it's a play off the word, the adipocyte or the adipocyte, which is a fat cell. How about if we just call it a fat cell?
That would be easy, yes. I can pronounce that.
Yeah. So actually, we're excited about this. We've been following a couple of research centers, one in out of the UK and one here in the United States, and they've been studying the effects of a combination extract. One is a plant extract called S. indicus. It's a flowering plant, and the other one is one I think more of your listeners might be familiar with this. It's mangosteen fruit. So, and what they've been doing is they've found this an interesting combination. When you use S. indicus together with mangosteen, there's this dramatic effect that happens on the fat cell. Now, a fat cell is basically exactly what its name says, right? It's a cell full of fat. Your body stores fat. Why does your body do that? Because your body is scared to death that you're going to starve.
Uh-huh.
Now, I know that sounds weird, right? You know, when you live in America, we are so blessed. On every corner, there's some sort of food store, fast food restaurant. So I know when I say that, people are like, what do you mean we're going to starve? There's food everywhere. Well, Dr. Melanie, even today in other places in the world, food is a scarcity. And, you know, a few hundred years ago, it was a definite issue. And so the body over time has developed these amazing mechanisms to protect from starvation, that potential famine. And one of the ways it does is it develops these fat cells. It can take just about anything you eat. Your body can turn even protein into fat and store it. And it loves to store it, and it really holds on to that. And that's what the fat cell is. It's a storage depot of excess fat.
And does it do more in the wintertime compared to the summertime? Does it store more
fat? You know, people have said that, and I've never seen any data that backs that up. I think people are cold, maybe a little depressed during the winter, and so they eat more.
Uh-huh, and they don't exercise as much.
Yeah, and they don't exercise as much. I don't think it has to do with the fat cell itself. I think that has to do more with a behavioral type thing during the winter. But with that said, so here's the thing. What we've been looking at is this. Is there a way, and it's kind of funny what I'm about to say, but it's catchy. Is there a way? Now, we have to have some fat in the body, right? I mean, fat is important.
Yes.
That's why the fat cells do play a major role. They provide heat, cushion. They do provide some, you know, stored energy in case you ever need it. So we do want some, right? I think everybody sees that. But obviously in this country, where we have close to 70%, even up to some statistics, 75% of the people overweight and obese, I mean, that's just ridiculous. We don't need quite as much of that fat cell. So what we've been looking at is there a way to make a fat cell skinny? To take a fat cell and still allow it to be a fat cell, but not quite store as much fat? Is that possible? Is there a way to kind of control how big a fat cell can get? So that's what we've been looking at, and that's where S. indicus and mangosteen fruit come in. There have been several studies now, granted small studies, but we have to start somewhere. But these studies have shown that when you ingest S. indicus and mangosteen fruit together, what you do is you have this profound effect on how big that fat cell can get. In one particular study, the group taking the adipostat, that's that combination extract, they lost 4 inches of belly fat. Now, keep in mind, what causes most of the risk for heart disease? It's not fat all over your body. It's fat around your waist. So anytime we can see something, Dr. Melanie, that brings down waist size, that allows you to lose the belly fat, that's significant. Not only are you losing weight, you're decreasing your risk for heart disease. So the participants in this one study lost 4 inches of belly fat, which was 2 times the amount of those on the placebo group, not taking the S. indicus or mangosteen. The group taking the extract lost, on average, 2 points of BMI, which was 4 times greater than the placebo group. And the group taking the extracts, the combination, lost 11.4 pounds of total body weight, which was also almost 4 times that of placebo. This was only done in 8 weeks. That's 4 inches off the waist, 11 pounds of weight, 2 points off BMI, controlling fat cell size with S. indicus and mangosteen in 8 weeks, no side effects. That's why
we're excited. Did they exercise with that?
They did. They were both groups now, whether they were on the placebo or taking the extract, they were on a 2,200 calorie diet for the men and a 2,000 calorie diet for the women. They were very strict on what they ate, so both groups, the placebo and the test group, were the same. And they walked. All they did is walk 30 minutes every other day through the 8 weeks. Walked. That's all the exercise they did, and these are the type of results they had. What we're learning is that the mangosteen and the S. indicus seems to be affecting how much fat that fat cell will allow itself to accumulate. And when it doesn't accumulate the rest of that fat, it actually burns it, the fat cell itself, as energy. So this is exciting new stuff. Now, we're not saying, and this is something that's big, I don't want your listeners to think that life extension is here just to push some magic little pill. That's not the case. There is no magic little pill.
Okay. Can you wrap up with the listeners and tell them, you know, if they want to get more information from life extension, how do they do that?
Yeah, very simple. All you have to do, if you want more information on this amazing new product of ours, just call the health advisors, 1-800-226-2370. And they are standing by, health professionals that can answer all your questions about this. So,
okay. So we have covered a very little bit in a short period of time. So are you willing to come back? Because there's more questions than there are answers.
Absolutely. Anytime, Dr. Melanie. No problem.
Well, thank you so much. And now it's time to wrap up today's show. What did you learn about the benefits of working out with a friend? Did you take notes about branched-chain amino acids in fat cells? If you didn't, you can listen to this episode again. It's rebroadcast 12 hours after the initial one, and then it's archived. You can even get it through iTunes. To find out more about Chelsea Garfield, go to goodfriendsfitness.com. For life extension, go to lef.org. Or to me, drmelaniebarton.com. Next week, we will talk with Elizabeth Amy about understanding an infant's cries and how that can impact on their weight later in life. We'll also talk to Laurel Runyon about how losing weight is an inside job. And these two hosts used to be Voice America hosts, so they will have much to share with us. Remember to help yourself, help someone else. Until next week, goodbye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us this week for the Dr. Melanie Show. Please join your host, Dr. Melanie Barton, again next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll see you next week for another great program.